Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. That's 833-563-2539. When it comes to people on the show, Live the Web Girl, I'd say, is probably the party. Or at least you're always going out. You're living your life the most out of anybody.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
And I'm wondering if this is something you would actually do. People are getting sick of drinking and going out to the bars. And they're saying that investors, people are now opening up and betting on things for people that are sober curious. Now, what is that? Well, it's like where they want to go out and do things that don't involve drinking. Like, they might want to go to the bar, but they don't want to have alcohol there. So they're kind of dry bars. There's no alcohol. There's other activities, there's food, there's fun, there's games, but no booze involved. It sounds like a nightmare to me. 833-JOE-ALEX. Getaway, they say, is a sober bar. It's a new kind of dry nightlife option that's cropping up in New York City. The idea is to provide outlets for people who want to socialize in a bar-like location and setting, but without having to drink alcohol when they do so. They're saying this is kind of becoming a trend, a bigger thing. People are paying greater attention to their mental and health and wellness, and they're saying more Americans are looking to reduce their alcohol intake. They say people of all ages are drinking less beer, while millennials are drinking less overall. Well, we're all millennials, so I find this very interesting. I feel like every time it's the weekend, I see people out and about drinking all the time.
Yeah, I feel like that. I hear people say that it's down, like millennials drinking. Maybe it is a little bit just because there's more to than maybe like back in the day or generations before. But like, I mean, all my friends pretty much drink every weekend. So
would your friends Live the Web Girl in? And if you're listening, 833-JOE-ALEX, would you rather go out to the bar, just get ripped, get lit, dance, and just have a good time and like smash some pizza or some like Taco Bell at 2 or 3 in the morning when it's all said and done? Or would you rather just kind of go somewhere where they don't have it, or even just stay home? Like, this is the old man in me. I kind of like a game night at somebody's house where you're playing video games and like board games and just talking and socializing. I guess maybe I'm the person they're talking about that are getting sick of going out drinking all the time.
Yeah, but when we've had game nights at your house, you're still drinking.
Well, that's because the people I'm around, I have to be drunk.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair. No, but I'm saying you're right, but I wouldn't mind taking the alcohol out of it.
Okay, yeah. So here's my thing. I don't mind having like a sober weekend, like every now and then, or like I don't even mind it at all. Like, I don't mind staying in, watching a movie, or maybe like going out to like a nice dinner and not drinking, whatever. Here's my whole problem with these like sober bars.
Okay.
Bars suck.
What do you mean?
Bars suck if you're not drinking. Like, no one wants to hang out at a bar if they aren't drinking. And these bars, too, they have, like, these mock-teenies, like, mocktails, like, cocktails that don't have alcohol in them that are still, like, $14. I don't want to pay $14 for, like, a like fake Moscow Mule.
What if they gave you a $7 one, like a half-price one?
No.
There's no alcohol in it.
No, absolutely not. I would just rather, like, I don't understand, like, the whole, like, trying to make it seem like a drinking bar, but just like not the drinking involved. Like, bars are not typically fun if you're not like drunk or if there's not a game going on.
No, I agree. And I'm sure I've been an annoying person, but I can't stand when I'm sober and everybody else is drunk. I'm like, oh my God, they're so annoying.
Right. No, and I agree. And I read an article about this before, and it said that one of the guys went to a bar beforehand to have some drinks and then went to the sober bar. So he basically pre-gamed for the sober bar. And I'm like, doesn't that defeat the purpose? Also, like, if I'm 100% sober, I don't like to be around like a ton of drunk people. So I kind of get like, this is a safe space for like people who don't want to like who want to go out but don't want to be drunk and also don't want to be around a bunch of obnoxious drunk people. But like, why make it like a bar? Why not make it like something cooler, like laser tag or something? Like, I just don't.
You know what's better than laser tag sober?
What?
Laser tag when you're drunk.
Well, yeah, because a lot of things are more fun when you're drunk. Let's just be honest
here. Pew 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 pew. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.